One of the hardest parts of getting older is feeling like something's off in your body, but not knowing exactly what. It's not just aging. It's often your hormones, too. When they fall out of balance, everything feels off. But here's the good news. This doesn't have to be the story of your next chapter. Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth is an herbal formula made with science-backed ingredients designed to fine-tune your hormones by balancing estrogen, testosterone, progesterone, and even stress hormones like cortisol. It helps with common issues such as hot flashes, poor sleep, low energy, bloating, and more. With over 40,000 reviews and a bottle sold every 24 seconds, the results speak for themselves. A survey found 86% of women lost weight, 77% saw an improved mood, and 100% felt like themselves again. Start your next chapter feeling balanced and in control. For a limited time, get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with code NEXTCHAPTER at checkout. Visit happymammoth.com today. And get your old self back naturally.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Chicago Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Therapy Podcast. I am incredibly grateful for all of you who have sent me comments, questions, and emails at askmetherapy@gmail.com. I always try to get back to you as soon as possible, and the feedback is honoring. I really appreciate it. Thank you. And as a thank you, I would like to do a few episodes on self-help therapy. I believe that while everyone goes to therapy for their individual issues, and no two people are alike, no two issues are identical replicas, there are certain things that everyone can do for themselves, by themselves, which can not only diminish the need for a mental health professional, which can save you a minor fortune, but will improve your quality of life all by yourself, which, as empowering as it is, and a therapist can't do anything for you without your permission, without you being on board with them, at the same time, to be able to say, I did this on my own volition, this was my choice, this was my idea, there's something incredibly empowering knowing that this was your initiative. Today we're going to discuss the positive effects of sleep in relation to mental health. For starters, here are 8 ways that good sleep has a profound positive effect on your mental health. Number 1, mood regulation. Adequate sleep helps regulate mood and emotional stability. It reduces irritability, stress, and the likelihood of developing any mood disorders like depression and anxiety. The sleep that you get at night is a key component to the mood that you will be in the next day. There is a vicious cycle between bad sleep habits and mental health disorders. See, while quality sleep is crucial for good mental health, and sleep issues can worsen mental health conditions, it works backwards as well. Mental health problems can also lead to poor sleep. Depression is a key example of that. You could have someone who oversleeps or undersleeps. Both are criteria for depression. Number 2, cognitive function. Quality sleep enhances cognitive functions, including memory, attention, and problem-solving skills. It supports learning and consolidates memories, making it easier to retain new information. Especially for someone who is in school, studying, has a job that involves memorization, problem-solving. Your productivity will skyrocket when you sleep well. When I was in school, my teachers begged us to go to sleep. And, we were kids, so we didn't. But on the days when we, for some reason, got a good night's sleep the night before, the sun shone brighter and the studies went smoother. Things just settled in your mind. The question always arises, how much sleep should you be getting? So when it comes to children 6 to 13 years old, they should be getting 9 to 11 hours. If toddlers, little 1 to 2 year olds should be getting to 11 to 14. By the time you're a teenager, we're looking at 8 to 10 hours per day. Young adults, 18 to 25, should be getting 7 to 9 hours a day. Adults, 26 to 64, should be getting 7 to 9 as well. And older adults, it actually goes down a little bit, 7 to 8 hours a day. Statistically, more than a third of Americans report getting less than 7 hours of sleep in a 24-hour period. You have about 30% of adults have symptoms of insomnia, 10% of insomnia that impacts their daily activities, and sleep apnea impacts 9 to 38% of the general population. While a lot of these diagnoses can be genetic, and totally out of our control, often they are self-produced issues. If you're going to sleep with your phone, you know you're in trouble. But we'll get to some practical ways of developing healthy sleep habits in part two. How do you know if you had a good sleep? How do you know what the right amount of sleep is for you? And again, everyone is a little different. If you feel alert and awake during the day, if you have consistent energy levels, if you don't feel excessively sleepy or fatigued, and you wake up naturally without an alarm, meaning you have a consistent sleep schedule, these are very good signs that you're on the right path to good sleep. The third way that sleep has a positive effect on mental health is emotional resilience. Sleep strengthens emotional resilience. It allows individuals to better cope with stress and adversity. It helps in processing emotions and reducing emotional reactivity. We want to be people who think before we act. How many times have we been told to think before we speak? Now, while that's virtually impossible, you will say smarter things and you'll take a moment before speaking, perhaps to rethink the way you're going to say it. Someone who's tired just doesn't have the emotional energy to pause. Good sleep helps with mental clarity. Sufficient sleep improves mental clarity and focus, leading to better decision-making and creativity. It reduces mental fatigue and what's known as brain fog. We've all been there. Number five, stress reduction. Sleep plays a crucial role in reducing stress levels. It helps in regulating cortisol, which is the stress hormone, and it supports a balance in autonomic nervous system. Number six, reduced risk of mental health disorders. Chronic sleep deprivation is directly linked to higher risk of developing mental health disorders like depression, anxiety, and bipolar disorder. On the other hand, consistent, good quality sleep can mitigate these risks. Number seven, physical health correlation. Good sleep is also associated with better physical health, which in turn supports mental well-being. It helps in maintaining a healthy immune system, reducing inflammation, and promoting overall physical vitality if you care about your body, especially if you have someone who is investing in your body. If you're dieting and exercising, make sure not to skimp out on your sleep diet. Finally, number eight, good sleep helps with improved social interactions. Adequate sleep enhances social interactions by improving mood, empathy, and the ability to read social cues. This leads to better relationships and social support, which, of course, are vital for mental health. I'm not going to leave you guys hanging. So here are some practical tips to actually getting good sleep. Number one, establish a sleep routine. As important as it is to get enough sleep, it is even more important to get the same sleep consistently every night. Go to bed and wake up at the same time every day, even on weekends. I know, it's crazy. Do it. Consistency reinforces your body's sleep-wake cycle. At a certain point, even after just a few days, your body's going to start waking up without your alarm clock. Forget sleeping through your alarm clock. Your body knows, I slept enough. This was good enough for me for the last 3 days. It'll be good enough for today. Number two, create a relaxing bedtime ritual. Engage in calming activities before bed, like reading, take a warm bath. You can practice meditation, ASMR, listen to a really boring story, whatever works for you. You know, listen to some podcast on half speed. Avoid screens and stimulation, any exciting activities at least 1 hour before bedtime. Considering that we're a generation that is so attached to our phones, it is asking a lot, but you know that your phones keep you awake, and the quality of your sleep after being on a screen is significantly impaired. The alertness from social media stimulates your brain, and even once the screen is off, your brain is still on that infinity scroll. The light itself from your phone screen can have an impact. The blue light from your phone is an artificial color that mimics daylight, so you're like going from staring at the sun to trying to drift off into cloudy dreams. It gives you a sense of alertness.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Chicago Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Which is the opposite of what you want to be feeling as you're winding down and getting ready to go to sleep. They also say that blue light can be bad for your vision. But besides for that, it's just not good for your sleep. In general, what you see on your phone is going to be stimulating. You want to be having peaceful, happy, relaxing experiences before you go to bed. Watching some quickly cut, rapid-paced, what seems to be an innocuous video is preparing your brain for activity, not rest. Number three, you want to optimize your sleep environment. Make sure that your bedroom is comfortable, conducive to sleep in. Keep it cool, dark, and quiet. You can use blackout curtains, earplugs, a white noise machine if necessary. Whatever works for you, find what puts your body and mind in sleep mode. Number four, be mindful of food and drink. Avoid any large meals. Caffeine, but that includes soda, by the way. It's not just in coffee. Alcohol, avoid these close to bedtime. They can disrupt your sleep patterns and will cause discomfort during the night. Number five, stay active. Regular physical activity can promote better sleep. However, just make sure to finish your exercise at least a few hours before bedtime so that you're not going straight from a jog all exhilarated straight into hitting the sack. Number six, limit your naps. Long or irregular napping during the day can negatively affect nighttime sleep. If you need to nap, and there are people whose schedules do demand this, try to keep it short, 20 to 30 minutes max, and keep it earlier in the day so you're not still experiencing the residual awakeness from that nap by the time you're trying to get your full night's sleep later. If you have the exact same nap every day, it is a little better than just a sporadic nap every now and then. Power naps can be very helpful. Make sure they don't drag on too long, as you may very well feel those effects when you're trying to get a good night's sleep that night. Number seven, manage stress and anxiety. Try to practice stress relief techniques like deep breathing, progressive muscle relaxation, or mindfulness. Keeping a journal to write down your worries before bed could also clear your mind. In general, writing and reading are the types of things that put you to sleep. Don't read off a book. Don't read off of a screen, rather. Read out of a book. If you're falling asleep every night with a book on your face, you'll have a good night's sleep. Even with all those crumpled pages after the next day. Number 8, limit exposure to light. Exposure to light affects the production of melatonin, which is, as you may know from those little pills and stuff that comes in a jar, it's a hormone that regulates your sleep. You have that in your system. You just have to engender it, take care of it, and it will do the job. Melatonin makes you sleepy. Spend time in natural light during the day, and then minimize exposure to bright lights in the evening. Then your melatonin will do its thing. Number 9, use comfortable bedding. It's worthwhile to invest in comfortable mattress and pillows that support good sleeping posture. Find bedding materials that feel comfortable and cozy to you. It should be an inviting experience when you get under the covers, and you shouldn't be experiencing back pains and whatnot. So it is important. Number 10, avoid clock watching. Constantly checking the time can increase anxiety about not sleeping. Turn your clock away from view and avoid this stress. Besides for the other issues we mentioned about a phone, just having a phone with the clock on it, just the clock of the phone, that little thing in the corner, is enough to prevent you from drifting off to La La Land. Now, of course, if you are experiencing a consistent issue with trouble sleeping, despite following all these tips, it may be worthwhile to consider seeking help with a healthcare provider to help, or a sleep specialist. There are actual conditions like insomnia or sleep apnea that may require professional intervention. They are curable. There are so many effective methods of dealing with this. This is not something which is terminal. You can definitely deal with it. And sometimes you just need someone in your corner to coax you through the way. There's HCBT, ICBT, insomnia, cognitive behavioral therapy. We don't want to let this slide into that vicious cycle, right? There's this negative feedback loop that worsens between sleep and mental health, right? You start off at some point, let's say, with stress and worry, right? We all have those days, those moments, those experiences where we find ourselves in a stressful and worrying position that can lead to declining mental health, which leads to insomnia and poor sleep, which the next day you're going to be feeling fatigued, tired, and that leads to a lack of focus and just off your game. That, of course, leads us right back into stress and worry, which can affect our mental health, which affects our sleep, and we're back in this vicious cycle. Nip it in the bud. As soon as you see yourself sliding down this path, try doing as many of these tips as you possibly can. Do them as religiously as you can. Actually cut out the caffeine. Actually keep your phone away from your bed. Get one of those old-timey alarm clock, fellas, that, you know, just has the time, and face it away from you so that it's not staring at you if you're lying in bed and not being able to fall asleep. One key factor that ICBT teaches is training your body to know that your bed equals sleep. You see, especially when you're in a living situation where your bed is somewhere to hang out in, whether it's a dormitory or just, you know, a small apartment where, you know, that's just a cozy place to hang out. Your body learns, and you're teaching your mind that this is not dedicated for sleeping per se. I do other things here. I play video games. I read books. I talk on the phone here. The problem with that is that when you get to bed, your brain doesn't know what to necessarily do because so much happens in this space. A relatively simple step to take, which can reprogram your mind in just a few days, is don't go to bed unless you're sleeping. If every time you slide under the covers, you immediately go to sleep, the next time you get into bed, your body knows, oh, this means sleep. And it's not going to wait, and your brain is not going to start jumping to do some new exciting activity, it's gonna know, oh, it's sleepy time. Catch us before it turns into something more maleficent. There's 300 million people in the world or something like that with depression. Around 75% of people with depression have symptoms of insomnia. There's a subtype of depression called seasonal affective disorder, where, you know, a person's internal biological clock is disrupted and their circadian rhythm is thrown off, which helps all the bodily processes, including sleep. So people with seasonal affective disorder tend to sleep either way too much or way too little. Anxiety disorder is rampant. Americans are, we're looking at 20% of adults, 25% of teenagers, whether it's OCD, PTSD. There's a strong association between anxiety and sleeping disorders. Now, while lying in bed and thinking, oh my goodness, I'm not sleeping enough, is the least relaxing and peaceful thing, those aren't the thoughts that are gonna help you fall asleep. As a life hack, set yourself up with something to think about as you're going to sleep. Something that's unrelated to sleep, whether it's an audiobook, reading a story, something that can carry your mind to somewhere peaceful and pleasant, but nothing too exhilarating that'll keep you awake. And that is a tried and tested method of avoiding the thoughts that may keep you awake. I hope this was helpful. And, you know, between the 10, 15 tips that we offer today, I hope one of them strikes a chord. And, you know, that's just the one key that you were missing. And I hope you have an amazing night's sleep. As always, I'm always excited and welcome your emails. Feel free to reach out to me at askmetherapy@gmail.com and have an amazing day.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Chicago Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.